Catching up with the National Sunflower Association. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. Visiting today with John Sambakken, who is the Executive Director of the National Sunflower Association. And John, thanks for joining us here on WNAX today.
Well, thank you for having me in your program today.
Yes. Well, it's been a little bit since we last visited with each other, I guess over the past couple months. I'm sure it's been busy. So what has the National Sunflower Association been up to?
Well, you know, in the beginning of the year here, it's always a busy time. Last week, we had our board of directors meeting, and we approved all the research projects that we're going to be doing in 2026, to get those researchers off and get them started. And, you know, a couple projects that I know be really of interest to South Dakota producers is that we're doing some things with the red sunflower seed weevil. Obviously, that's just been a tough pest, especially in central South Dakota. And so we're funding a couple studies on that, one looking for new chemicals that will work for red sunflower seed weevil. And then also just for, learning a little bit more about it, how far can it travel, things like that, and ways to reduce that. So also been working on finding some new chemicals. With the weed situation, we're getting, situations with resistant weeds and, looking for that new chemistry that's going to help fight that and keep sunflower competitive.
And speaking of research, you guys had a research forum in January. What did that entail?
You know, the research forum, exactly. It's with something that anybody that we fund, and then also people we don't fund but that are doing research on sunflower, come and talk about the work that they're doing, the results that they're getting, and, give us, ideas on direction for research and making sure that, we're spending dollars wisely and in areas that's going to help producers. And so definitely that is all part of the process and something that, we do each year.
Gotcha. And I know this is kind of the off-season for most commodity groups. But, it's still critical to plan for the next growing season. So I guess any new varieties or anything you've been hearing from producers, I guess, on this upcoming season, on the planning and how that's going?
Well, I've heard that seed sales have been very strong for sunflowers so far. And in fact, in some cases, some of the varieties or the seed sizes that producers may want may no longer exist. I mean, they may not be out there because of, just the brisk sales that we've had on planting seed. It just bodes well for additional sunflower acres, which we definitely need. Demand has been very strong, especially on the oil side and in confections. And so we do need more acres for 2026. So it's been just a really good sign.
Absolutely. And what is the feel? Do you think there's going to be more acres out there, or kind of what's your thoughts there?
I think overall, I would say, we had just a huge increase in 2025. We were really down in 24. We were about down, 40-50%. And so we recovered all those acres in 2025. And I think, right now, if I had to look at things, I'd say we're going to be up about 10-15% on sunflower acres in the Dakotas and Minnesota. And that's a good amount. I mean, that's something that the market can handle. And definitely, when you look at where we're at with new crop prices, that ever since, we started the year, they haven't really dropped. In fact, they stayed pretty steady. So that's a good sign that the industry is looking for more acres and, just a positive sign.
Absolutely. And that was going to be my next question. How are prices at the moment?
Actually, we've really hung in there. We've done well. I mean, our prices have stayed very steady. I know some other commodities have had a roller coaster ride, but sunflowers just hung in there pretty well. We're right around that $23 range at the crush plants. And I know on the bird food side of things, they're pretty close to that range also. So very competitive. And it's just a sign that we came into this year with low stocks and, the seed is moving to the crush plants, but not at a rate that would depress prices. So it's just been a good overall market year so far.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.